reading from the 26th verse. Luke 6:26. Amen. When you find it, let's just bow our head and pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for today, Lord, as I was praying this morning. Lord, speak to the people that are here, the visitors and everyone. Lord, we're not here to criticize, Lord. We don't want a critic spirit upon us. There's something that can be said today can bless us, Father. So, Lord, we pray that you will have your way as I already asked thee, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 26. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. You get that? But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. That's not easy. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Forbid not. Anyway, don't stop him. Give to every man that asks it of thee, and of him that taketh away thy good, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For the sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? This is a tough one. For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good. Lend, hoping for nothing again. That's tough. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Listen to this. For he is kind. Who he? For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. The evil people. The evil people. Amen. Amen. He is kind to them. You can be seated. So today, by the grace of God, we're going to continue on backsliding. But before we go to backsliding, we want to go back on Wednesday night. Amen. And Wednesday night, we were showing one of the main problem in the churches. And this thought came from Brother Diggs. As I said, I preached it so many times, but it never sinked in like when I heard it the Wednesday night. He said, when we have a problem, we bring a second person in. And there's where the problem happens. We always bring a second in. When Jesus said, amen, I think it's Matthew 18, that if you have a problem with someone, don't tell nobody else. And then I had the quote where the prophet said the same thing. Don't tell nobody else. Go to the person themselves and talk to that person. And if you can't get it straightened out, then according to Jesus and the prophet, then you get another person as a witness. And if the thing still cannot straighten out, then you bring it to the pastor. And if that person still don't want to straighten out, then the prophet of God said, and Jesus said, there are none of us anymore. Now, if we follow what the Bible says, we'll always come out right. But we do not follow what the Bible says. And God has been dealing with me, Lewis Nelson, myself. That if I have a problem with Brother John, amen, or Brother Peter, I should not go and tell Brother Bishai. Because I'm creating more problems. Amen. I'm creating more problems by coming and telling him. Because now he started to think evil against them. My job is to go to Brother Peter direct. Say, Brother Peter, I'd like to see you in the corner. And you know, publish it with everybody around. Amen. I want to see in the corner and say, listen, brother, so-and-so is the case. Amen. And I want you to forgive me. Or, and the prophet of God said that if you know, now you haven't done the person anything, but you figure that the person got something against you, he said, you go to that person. Amen. You go to that person. So it's not that that person, somebody says, well, you know what? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, you know, they got to come and ask me forgiveness. Nobody got to ask you forgiveness. Nobody got to ask you forgiveness. So that's no law in the Bible. That's your law. Amen. That's not God. That's your law. Jesus forgive you even before you even did anything wrong. Before you ever did anything wrong, he forgive you. And I believe if the church, the bride of Jesus Christ, would adopt this, we won't have all the problem. So if I have something against Brother Salmon in the church, or some have something against me, the pastor, instead of the person coming to Brother Nelson, the pastor, they go to somebody else and discuss the problem. And then they said, yes, I know, I used to watch him, you know. I used to watch him, and I see, so instead of coming direct to the source, so what they do, they create a problem, and then the person says, you know what? The person says, I going too. Where are you going? You're going to fishing. That's what happened with Peter then. Amen? So you leave not because God tell you to leave. You leave because you hear somebody say something. But then as I said on Wednesday night, from the time somebody come to you and said, Brother Nelson said, just a minute. Did you talk to him yet? No. Well, I don't want to hear what you have to say. And if we all develop that, the church will be better. Yes, sir. Hear what I said? If we all do that, the church will be better. But instead of that, we listen to the gossip. And then we take the gossip and give it to somebody else. And they keep going around, and the individual don't even know what's going on. People shunning him and everything, but I wonder why Brother Michael Mohan is not shaking my hand anymore. And you get, then the person, blood pressure gone up. And the sugar gone down. Because they start thinking now, what did I do, Brother Michael? What did I do, Brother Michael? So to avoid that, we go direct to the source. Are you following me? Amen. And brother, if we, the Bible says that if we do that, that's God's way. Hear what the prophet God said. If a man is wrong, go to him and be reconciled. We don't find that. You know what, people, I was reading some of the letter of resignation. There's not one person come and tell me anything. Not one come and say, so-and-so is the case. One person wrote and said, we thank God we were a member of Perfect Love Tabernacle. I was shocked. They told me they was never a member. So how suddenly you become a member? Amen. But people like to put nice words. Amen. The prophet God said, if a man is wrong, go to him and be reconciled. If you can't be reconciled, take somebody with you. He said, no wonder God can't discipline his church. Amen. Because you're not doing it right. We are not doing it right, and I'm guilty myself. We are not doing it right. Amen. Amen. When we ought to go to the person and talk to them and said, man, so-and-so I have against you. Like the person is not here anymore, but they called me in the office. Now, I know the prophet of God said somebody did something, and he asked forgiveness. So it's not he was still charged. We're using it as an example. So I'm doing that right now as an example. So the person come up to me and said, you know, when I look at your picture, something tell me you're gay. Amen. And I laugh. I've never laughed like that. You know why I laugh? Because that was never in my thoughts, even from a boy going up. Now who have to give that person that thought? Amen. Now, some people said, hey, you telling me I'm gay? And it's a big fight. Even though you're not, you get upset. Well, why should I get upset? I know I'm not gay. Hallelujah. And you can prove me out. Check my friends. Check where I go. Because gay must have fellowship with gays, even if it's at nighttime. Amen. Even if it's nighttime, they have to have fellowship with gays. But the person said, you know, I'm sorry. Forgive me, because I started laughing. And then they said, pray for me. Amen. Said, pray for me. So what I'm saying is that that person did the right thing. Amen. Suppose that person went to Brother Richard and said, you know, I look at our pastor, and you know, he looked gay to me. And then Brother Richard, the devil going to remind him of something. Hallelujah. And he said, you know, I was thinking the same thing too. I'm just trying to show you how the thing moves. Amen. So, but the person did the right thing in coming straight to me. And I laugh over it. So when the person going to tell somebody, then they said, yeah, I've been watching them for a long time, you know. I even watch the way he pants his look at him and all kind of stuff. It's everything they're going to start remembering now. So we got to kill that devil today. Now, Wednesday night, we tried to kill him, but he's still alive with some. So we got to make sure that he's dead. Because I told Brother Jane that this message, I want every member of this church to hear it. Amen. Even if they're not here, they will get a copy of it. Amen. So if you're here today, you are blessed to get it direct. Amen. Amen. Direct, you're getting it. Amen. So brother and sister, he says here, instead of getting on the phone and talking about this one, what taking place, and little cuts and so forth around like that, instead of doing that, why don't you do what the Bible said? If some brother been overtaken in the fall, go to him and see if you can't reconcile with him. Amen. We got to do it the right way. Amen. And if that had happened, the problem would not be in this church here. If you had something against the pastor, instead of going and tell Susie and Lucy and Ducey, amen. You hear them C's? Lucy and Ducey and Cece, amen. Always seeing. Hallelujah. Instead of you come to the pastor now and discuss that thing, then it'll create a whole web. A web of believers, unbelievers. Amen. Because they all come together now and start to discuss. And the poor pastor don't even know what's going on. Even you as a believer. They do it to you also. You don't even know what's going on. But they're having secret meetings. Three-way on the phone, and if you can get five or six to do it. So everybody put in the little point. But that's not God's way for the church. Amen. That's the way of the devil to divide. Brother Bram says in the message, I think as he cares, or one of them there, amen, he said, when the devil sends somebody in and trying to throw poison darts, he said, what do you do? Cling close together more. Amen. In other words, somebody said, amen, Brother Abisha, you know, hold on. That's my brother. That is my brother. Hallelujah. Would you like to hear people talking bad things about your brother and your sister? Come on, let's be honest now. No, even though my brother, he went to prison, everything. You think I would like you to come and say, hey, what are you jailed, brother? What about him? I don't feel good, even though I know he went to prison. He's my brother and still my brother. So we should take that, adopt that to our brothers and sisters in the church. Amen. That if somebody comes and says something about them, don't even take it until it's proven. Amen. But we don't do that. But this church, we want to start again on the right foot. We all, every one of us, started on the wrong foot. But we are changing our foot now. Hallelujah. Instead of left-right, we're going right-left. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you'll find that things will work out right for you. But instead of that, we take what somebody else say. And we move with it. It is not right according to the Bible. Amen. And if you are guilty today, repent. We have talked too much about one another instead of we talking about Jesus. Why not criticize the devil instead of criticizing your brother and your minister and your pastor? Criticize the devil. Amen. We should be so close with one another. Amen. Regardless of what. So the prophet of God says here, amen. Well, he did me. I don't care what he did. Go to him anyhow. It didn't say for him to come to you. You go to him if he is wrong. You say, well, he was wrong. He was in the wrong. He ought to come to me. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said for you to go to him. If he's wrong, you go to him. But instead of that, we waiting. And we see, but he didn't even say forgiveness. I'm waiting, you know. What are you waiting on? Amen. You go to the person. Hallelujah. And they don't have no right to come and say, forgive me. You got a right to forgive them. Because if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. Amen. That's what the Bible says. But we have it the other way.
Amen.
Amen. I notice what I'm saying, we. Amen. I'm saying we, brothers and sisters. I am not ashamed, amen, of the gospel of Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say I'm wrong. Amen. And I was wrong, but I'm making things right now.
Amen.
And don't judge me, amen, when you see this year passed, last year you were so-and-so. You don't know my commitment to God now.
Amen.
Amen. Like I heard a lady was talking about a single story. She's a writer. And she said, she's from Africa. And when they came, they asked her, amen, do you wear shoes? Do you wear that? And she said, a single story. They're judging her from a single story that they heard about Africans. Amen. When she's a writer, and a very good writer too. So many times we judge one another by single stories. But we got to move on as children of God today. I say we got to move on as children of God. Now many people will hear the message today and still go back into that mess. Because the Bible says, be not only hearers of the word, but be doers. You said, today, Lord, I am changing my attitude. Today, Lord, I want to be a different person. Today, Lord, I don't want to be the same. I don't want to listen to gossips anymore. It is not helping me. It's not helping me. Gossip don't help me.
Amen.
It just gets me more sick. Hallelujah. Like somebody tell me of a particular brother, amen, himself and wife is separated. It hurt me as soon as I heard it.
Right.
Amen. I tried to call the person. It seemed it looked right because, number one, the home phone is capitulated, finished. It says they changed to a number that undisclosed. Amen. So it looked like if, but I want to get things for myself. But it's not easy. Amen. To hear something like that. I hate to hear when there's separation. It's not a nice thing, you know. It's a hard thing. You might try to show you're big and yeah. But let me tell you something, it's a rough thing. Amen. So don't play games with me. I know. Hallelujah, I know. So don't try to tell me, oh no, I can get along by myself. Get along by yourself what? Hallelujah, glory be to God. But God, that's the way God ordained it.
Amen.
And then you leave this one, you're gone with Harry. And Harry is a more drunkard than Percy. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that, amen. So it didn't reflect to nobody. Please, for Jesus' sake. Amen, word just coming out of my mouth, amen. Amen. So we go and we change and we change. Every time we change, we get one worse.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, you know, the husband and wife, every time they have problems, and there's no husband and wife here today, don't tell me they don't have problem. Amen. You tell your wife your heel is too high, she get upset with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No, your heel is too high. Amen. Like somebody said last night, I was looking at them and said, come. Do you do certain thing? He says, only you have to see. They say, yeah, because I'm a watchman. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be. I say, I'm a watchman. I watch everything. I watch and heal everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You say, but that's not your duty. I'm a watchman.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to do? Amen. That's right. And then I come in the pulpit now and give it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm a watchman. And Brother Branham said he will have to give an account for everything he tells the people. If he has to give an account, what about me? Not only give, but also live what I say. Because it's one thing to preach, you show up here, you feel good. Anybody can come up here and preach. Even Brother John, Brother Peter. Even if you're speaking Romania, whatever it is, amen. Because when that anointing hits you, man, you're like you're flying. But it's after you're done flying, you come out to the pulpit now, then you're like one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Then the women test comes on you. The money test comes on you. When you come out the pulpit, you know. Amen. You don't always be in the hallelujahs all the time. Then some lady give you a wink eye. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Give you a wink eye, and then from that wink, then a twink. Amen. And then it keep moving. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you start to live two lives now. A pulpit preacher and other preacher. Amen. So the most person that ever tried to get at is the preachers.
Amen.
Amen. Because once he can get the preacher, you know he got a lot farther in him.
Amen.
Amen. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
Amen.
Amen. So he says here, oh my, this is nice. And then if he won't listen, take somebody with you as a witness. And then if you won't see that, then say, now I'll take you to the pastor. You see when you go to the pastor? But we now, amen, I want to use names because I'm using examples. Because Jesus took children and used them as examples.
Amen.
Amen. So I have a problem with Brother Bishai. Instead of me going to Brother Bishai, amen, hallelujah, you come to the pastor. So you know what Brother Bishai said, so and so. No. The Bible said you go to him first. After you finish with him and things don't work out, then you include somebody else or the pastor.
Amen.
But instead of that, and then the pastor now should have said, did you talk to the person?
Amen.
That's me. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's going to be different now.
Amen.
Because my desire is to go to heaven. I said, Lord, I want to make heaven.
Amen.
I want to make the rapture. Whatever is there that's in my way, I want it out.
Amen.
I want it out. So in future now, don't come and tell me, go to the park. When you come here and say, did you talk to Sister Nicole yet? Hallelujah. Did you talk to her yet? No? Go and talk to her. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And after that, I don't even want to hear what it is. Did you talk to her about the problem? No? Go and talk to her. And if you're really straightforward, you'll call the person, talk to them. And don't wait on the phone. Or do email. That's the easy way to get out of it now, email. Amen. Hallelujah. Go on the phone. No. Talk to the person face to face. Watch them in the eyes. Hallelujah. And that's the way it ought to be. So this church, Perfect Love Tabernacle, will take a turn now. It's either you turn with the turn or you turn against the turn. But we will not be the same anymore.
Hallelujah.
And I want today, when I come to the end of the service, we all make a vow before God that we are taking a turn in these things.
Amen.
We will not be the same anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We will not be the same anymore.
Amen.
We are preparing. Now, I'm supposed to be preparing for tomorrow, but if you come to my home, it wouldn't look like no traveling, nothing is put out anything. Amen. The only thing I put out is what Brother John gave me to take to Johannesburg. I have that on a bed put aside. But, amen. Then I put two printers, amen, ink to put there. But nothing else. But in my mind, I'm thinking, what will I walk with? You get it? In my mind, I'm thinking, what will I walk with? Should I dress up nice or should I not dress up nice? Should I take my black suit with my white shirt? Amen. And what kind of shoes that you wear? Because over there, you got to wear a shoe sometimes for a whole day. And if it's a new shoe, it hurts your foot. All these things going through my mind.
Amen.
I'm trying to show you something.
Amen.
So the same thing in going to heaven.
Amen.
You're thinking, am I doing everything right? Am I doing this right? Hallelujah. Am I dealing with my brother and sister? Because you are planning to go somewhere. This world is not your home. You are just a passing through. Your treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Before you came here today, you planned what clothes you're going to wear. You know what? Today I'm going to expose my chest because I want people to see my chest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another one going to say, no. I can't do that in the house of God. So you plan for yourself. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Is he wonderful? Amen. So he says here, then I'm going to tell the church. And 30 days from now, if you brethren haven't made this up, this brother, he's willing to be reconciled. You won't do it. And if you won't make that up in 30 days, then what's going to happen? You're no more one of us. No, amen. You're no more one of us. It's pretty hard. But we got to do what the Bible says. You think it was easy for Jesus to look at Peter and said, get thou behind me, Satan? You think it was easy to do that? It wasn't an easy thing. Now watch it now. Something came to me, Brother James. If he was talking to Peter, then how can Peter have the key and still be Satan? How can he have the key to the kingdom and be Satan too? So you see, it wasn't Peter he was talking to. He was talking to Satan that was using Peter's thoughts to speak. But Peter could not see that Satan, but Jesus saw Satan. It's like I said, the prophet of God went into a hotel room. Amen. And he said, I don't want that room. And somebody said, well, why you don't want that room? It's a clean room, everything. He said, no, last night adultery committed on that bed, and I don't want to go on that bed. Amen. He could have seen that. We can't see it. Amen. But we're supposed to see it. Amen. But God did it, led by the Spirit of the sons of God. Amen. We're supposed to see these things, but because of the atmosphere we're in, we can't see. God can't warn you. Because you're always using your own intellect and mind. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. God cannot speak to us because we're always using our own mind. Now, this can't be God. This cannot be God. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God. Hallelujah. Always using our own mind. Forget your mind. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Your ways are not God's ways. God made you, not you made God. God put eyes in your head, not you put eyes in your head. Amen. God give you feet. It's not you give yourself feet. God give you feet. And those feet is for a purpose, not to kick. Not to kick your wife and kick your children and all those kind of stuff. Amen. Even to kick ball. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My, it looks like I spent a lot of time on this here. Then you talk about why we're not denomination. Now, we can tell you why we take communion. We tell you why we take feet washing, why we won't let members take it if we know they're in sin. That's why a lot of people, when it's communion time, they don't want to stay for it. It's okay, no problem. Nobody's going to force you. Communion service is one of the least service people attend. Why? It's so important. The prophet God, I understand it, used to fast for that day. And we think it's so little of communion and feet washing service, and it's so important. As often as you do it, you remember. As often as you do it, you remember. Oh, I ain't taking it. Why? I think I did something wrong. Well, repent. Make it right and take the communion. But the devil is showing you, oh, that's not an important service. I'll stay for the first, but not for the second. What's the second? Amen. The second is the first. You are showing, hallelujah, how much you appreciate what Christ did for you. By taking part of that bread and that wine. Amen. Amen. That's the reason why. We're getting everything today. Amen. Amen. He said, and that's why this last 2 weeks I've been going from one member to the other. Where you have been having your little fusses around too. Going around. One wouldn't speak to another. Pass one another on the road and turn your head. He said, shame on you. Do you know we have that in the message? Do you know we have that in the message? P- People turning their head on you when they see you because of the group he belongs to? How can we say we're going to heaven? Amen. Like somebody was telling me, amen. They said they saw a particular person and they tried to avoid them. Amen. Hallelujah. And they know they walk a certain way. And they tried to avoid them. Amen. And then they had to go and do something else. And here, the person right in the path, now they can't move now. Hallelujah. Right in the path, they can't move. So the person said they had to ask the Lord forgiveness. Because what they're trying to do is avoid the person. God says, it's all right. I'm going to put you in the place of straight right now. Amen. Hallelujah. So now you can't turn back because, you know, like we say back home, you see four eyes now. So you can't turn back now. Amen. So God saying, oh, you're trying to avoid this person? Amen. You got to meet with them. But God, you see, God loves every one of us. Amen. And we know, he knows when we're about to do a wrong thing and he shows us and corrects us. But it all depends upon you. You might say, hey, Brother Nelson, here he goes again. Hallelujah. You're missing God. Because God cannot speak outside of me today. I am the one that God is using to speak to you today. Whether you accept it or not, it's God's voice. Amen. I hear that. Hallelujah. Somebody called me last night at 10:39. I look at the time and I said, you know, the person said, you're the greatest pastor I ever had. It's not nice to go to sleep with that. Amen. It says, man, a trillion of trillions. Amen. My, oh man, maybe that's why I slept so good. Amen. Because you don't hear that from people. Amen. If one person in a month or 2 months can call you and tell you that, it make you feel good. And somebody say, well, you know I appreciate you. How I know? Hallelujah. How do I know if you don't tell me? Amen. So thank that person. They're right here. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't have to identify them, whether it's a male or a female. That was for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My. Hallelujhah. Just a call, 10:39. I look at the time. Amen. Never even wondered if I was sleeping or anything. My. Hallelujah. So he says here, shame on you. You took the blessed cup across there, altar here. And you and caused your brother and sister and them on the telephone and got off about one another. You're not fit to be called Christians when you do that. You're not fit to be called Christians when you do that. So forget being a Christian. We got to stop that now. He said, keep off of those telephones. If you can't talk good about somebody, don't talk at all. Remember, God's going to hold you responsible. As long as that kind of spirit on you, you know you're not right with God. Thus said the prophet, you're not right with God when you do things like that. And that's why we all have backslidden, but we're coming back to God now. We all backslid because we see people doing it and we do it. Amen. I remember one time, this fellow stood up somewhere in Young Street and he keep looking up like that. And you know, everybody passing thought looking up. And he ain't looking at nothing, you know. He ain't looking at nothing, but he stood there and everybody come now. Amen. Showing you what people does. Hallelujah. Just following. And you ask them, what are you looking? Amen. Well, I saw him looking up there. You ever notice when you're driving on the 401? One side is a big accident. The other side, the place block up. You say, well, what's going on? Some nosy person slow down to see what happened on the other side and back up everybody else. Am I right? Yes. Because they're nosy. Instead of they drive and go along, they want to see. So when they stop now, is everybody got to stop? And then you want to know, what? Both sides got accident? No, it's one side, but you have a nosy person in front of you, slow down. Hallelujah. And everybody else got to slow down now. But well, that's how human beings, we follow other people. We follow the word. Amen. 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 Follow the word, not other people. Amen. Because they got some good people in the church. Real good people. And we don't see no fault with them or anything. And we hear them say, we follow them. Then get to find out that they're so contrary. Because they know how to pretend. They know how to act. Amen. So we want to continue on backsliding. Amen. Now, I can't read everything today because I'm not in a reading atmosphere. I'm in a preaching atmosphere today.
Amen.
Prophet God said in demonology, look at Abraham. There that fellow was, went over and gave him the land of Palestine. Abraham received the land of Palestine.
Amen.
And told him not to leave there.
Amen.
God told Abraham not to leave.
Amen.
And many times God tells us don't leave, but we leave because somebody else tells us to leave. And when you ask, why did you leave? Thank God for the people here that didn't follow other people that left. Because you ask them, well, why did you leave? And then they tell you, Sue said, and this one said, and that one said. And, you know, you're always preaching on me. You should thank God the preacher preaching on you. I used to be so happy. I went to the minister, my deacon that took the church, and he said, if you see anything wrong in my life, please let me know. The deacon! I go to him and say, if you see anything wrong in my life, let me know. Why? Because I want to make heaven.
Amen.
I don't care who he was.
Amen.
And that's why God have a minister. That's why he have a watchman.
Amen.
So he says here, if God tells you to do something, listen to this now. Sister Nicole, listen. Brother Abishai, listen. Amen. Brother Richard, listen. If God tells you to do something and you don't do it, then you backslide. If God tells you to do something and you don't do it, you backslide. I'm reading. Then he says, is that right? Amen. A dove came out to try Abraham's faith. And instead of Abraham staying there, no, he couldn't stay there. He ran off and took Sarah and went about 300 miles, which I had time to get on that, down to another land. When he got there, he got this great king down there, Abimelech. You know the whole story. Amen. He was a young fella, and he was looking for a sweetheart. That was Abimelech, the king. So he found Abraham's wife, an old granny. You hear what I said? An old granny. Looked beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. And fell in love with her. Abraham said, now, you tell him that you are my sister and I'm your brother. So that pleased Abimelech. May I feel free now. I got a free wife. Amen. So he said, all right, we just take her over to the castle. And I guess the woman fixed her up and he was going to marry her the next day. Because you know, in those days, They take the bride, and you know the whole thing with the root and everything. What is root?
Esther.
Esther, thank you very much. See, you're listening. Amen. I like to be corrected sometimes. Amen, Brother Peter? Amen. I like to be corrected. So he took Esther, and they dressed her up and everything, preparing her.
Amen.
Hallelujah, to become queen.
Amen.
So you don't just become queen like that. You got to be dressed up. And you know who just dressed you up? Men. Amen. Men just dressed the queen up. I mean dress, you know. Hallelujah. I mean dress. Men dressing these queens. Amen. And they were called eunuchs. You know what a eunuch? A eunuch is a man that can't produce a seed. The Bible says some were made eunuchs and some were made eunuchs of men. Now they got some animals that they make eunuchs.
Amen.
Amen. And so you find, brother and sister, they took Esther. So here it is. They get Sarah and prepare it now. And these men have to be chosen men. These men cannot produce their own seed. They got to prepare the queen, hallelujah, for the king's seed. I wonder if you understand what I'm saying. For the king's seed. They prepare them for the king's seed, not their seed. So that queen will produce seeds of the king, not seeds of the men. Because these men are eunuchs. They cannot project their seed. Hallelujah. And that's how God have it. He have men that are eunuchs today. Hallelujah. That stand there with the true word of God. Amen. They don't inject their own thoughts. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Abraham was Abimelech was a good man, a righteous man. And that night, while he was sleeping, many times God talked to you in your sleep. But somebody said, it's a stupid dream, a foolish dream, a this dream. Hallelujah. There's nothing happens just like that. There's got to be a reason behind it. Amen. And that night while he was sleeping, the Lord appeared to him and said, you good as a dead man. You are going to take another man's wife. He said, the woman that you out there to marry, listen now, isn't that something? Poor Fanny had nothing to do with it, you know. Amen. The fella had nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Nothing to do with it. But God see you like a you are the dead man. Amen. It's another man's wife. Another man's wife. Why? He said, Lord, I like this one. Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. Can we say that today to God? Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. You know what I will do and what I will not do. A righteous and holy man, you know the integrity of my heart. That man told me that was his sister. And didn't she tell me herself that that was her brother? God said, I know the integrity of your heart. Amen. And that's the reason I kept you from sinning against me. Oh, God does that to you, brother and sister. He knows the integrity of your heart so you don't follow Tom, Dick, and Harry. He knows your heart. That's why you don't go nowhere, because God knows your heart. You're not listening to gossip what this one says. You got to prove God for yourself. When you make a move, it's God tell you make a move. Somebody came here and have two letters. One letter, they said, God, tell them to come here. Then after a while, I'm not saying and calling a certain minister name. They come and give me another letter. God, tell them to go back where they come from. All because I'm not saying what this person say. Amen. Brother, let me tell you something. I believe the seven thunders from my head to my foot. Because the Bible talks about seven thunders. But I don't have to follow man what he's doing outside of that message. Amen. Like I hear men say, drop your art, drop your arts. Indeed, the people have more arts more than anything else. Amen. Amen. If you're not with them, they don't even come close to you. Right. I invite people to the meeting and they would not come. Yeah. Why they wouldn't come? Because they got art in their heart. Amen. I don't want to hear him. He left our denomination. He left our, and we don't want nothing to do with him. Hallelujah. Is that the spirit of Christ? But people teaching that and practicing it. Even if somebody leave. Listen, if you're a Lutheran, you're a Methodist, or you're a Presbyterian, or whatever Tarian you are, and once you're serving the Lord, you're my brother. Amen. You may not come up to my level yet. But one day God's going to open your eyes. Amen. Why should I send you to hell when I don't know if your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. Not because you're not coming here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. You want me to stop now? Come in the midst of a good meal. Amen. And if you want, you can get seconds and thirds, like last night. Amen. Amen. I watch everything. I can tell you who went back. Amen. Hallelujah. I watch who went in the song room, who went here, there, and I watching everything. I got to train by the bishop like that. Amen. Not just so long as watching his wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, she's not here. Maybe she hear me in the washroom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. That's what a watchman is. Not only in church, you're watching everything. Everything you watch who go in the song room, who came out, who want touch this, who want touch that, and you're watching. When they go over the thing now, then you got to say something. Amen, amen. Don't get upset with me, that's my job. Amen, that's what you pay me for. Woo, like if I'm waiting for your payment, I'll die, amen. Amen. When I go to Africa and I tell ministers, listen, preach the gospel. If the people leave, go and find a job. Amen. Amen. Go and find a job like I did for 30 years I worked. That I have a pension now. So people leave, I say, whoopee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't have to compromise with nobody. And I believe every true man of God, William Branham worked, Paul worked. Why it is that you got to sit down and wait on people bringing in the offering? Amen. Some of you need to get some experience to know when somebody says, man, I got to get up 4 o'clock in the morning. You understand that? Amen. Hallelujah. Getting 2 hours sleep, 3 hours sleep, and still got to go back to work. Because you know what it's like. Amen. You know when you come home, you really want to pray. But you're so tired that you can't pray. Amen. Amen. You know about all of these things. Amen. Amen. When you come home from work now, hallelujah. Amen. Then you got to go and check emails. When you get your time now, amen. Hallelujah. When you get your time now to spend with God, you go and check your email. Now, before they had emails, what you used to do? Wait on the letterbox. Before there was email, you wait on the letter man. Sit down by the window watching. Hallelujah. But things change now. So all your time, and I'm included, because you go on email and NBC or BBC send you something, and they're so smart. They said, sign up with us and get free news. Ain't no free news. Ain't no free news. I said, but 6-8 says, sign up and you'll get breaking news at any time. Ain't no breaking news. Before you get the news, you got to get the views first. You got to see BlackBerry advertising. Thank you very much. Oh, my brother Salmon know that. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to check that out first before you get the news. You know what I do sometimes? I put the plug in the computer so I don't hear what they're saying. Hallelujah. It gets so disgusting, but that is how you get the free news. Somebody is paying, hallelujah, to catch you. And then you ever notice when you read a certain news, in between they got something there. And then they said, for you to get the rest, you got to go down at the bottom. But they make sure. And then on the side, they got something flashing. Amen, flashing, flashing. They want to take you off of what you really want. And they say, click here. Amen, click here. And then when you click there, you're going right into YouTube. And then when you get into YouTube now, then you're seeing all of the subjects relating to that. I'm just trying to show you how the devil works. Amen. Get you so busy. Yeah. Amen. But we got to watch the enemy. Amen. Because the enemy is watching you. I like that. Watch the enemy because he is watching you. Amen. So, brother and sister, he says here, hallelujah. Prophet said, hallelujah. What was he? He backslide. A little shysting, is that right? There ain't no little white lies. They're either black lies or they're not lies at all. The man sitting out there telling a pink, blank lie. Saying, but listen, we're just going to bless you when I finish this. Saying that that was his sister. When it was his wife beaten around the bush. I know the prophet used these words too. Beaten around the bush. Instead we come out plain and say what it is. Amen. What about so and so? Oh, he's not here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know he's not here. I'm asking you where he is. Hallelujah. But we're so smart, so intelligent. We give an intelligent answer. Amen. Like I said, you know, on the news, when like I mentioned your neighbor Tiger Woods, amen? Now, nobody said that Tiger Woods committed adultery with so many women. They said extramarital relationship. What a big word. Extramarital relation. Instead of said he committed adultery. Everything to fancy up it. Fancy up everything. They don't want to call it the way it is. But call sin, sin. Black, black. White, white. Don't hide the thing up. Amen. So let me move on quickly because my time running out. And here was a righteous man standing before God. This blessed me. I'm going to read the part. It's going to really bless me. Before God and said, Lord, you know my heart. I'll not hear. God said, I will not hear your prayer. Amen. Abimelech. I will not hear your prayer, Abimelech. Take her back and let him. Listen now. Oh my. Listen to this one. Amen. Take her back and let him pray for you. Let Abraham, the shyster, the liar, pray for you. He is my prophet. You see why he blessed me? Oh, hallelujah. He is my prophet. I'll hear him. I will hear him. And we always taking the man out of his office. And God is saying, this man, he is my prophet, and I will hear him. Amen. Oh, my, just bless me. Amen, Brother Peter, thank God for you. Yet a backslider. Liar. But that's my prophet. He said, that's truth, that's the Bible. A liar. A trickster. But that is my God is speaking. That is my prophet. Amen. And I will hear him. Amen. Go to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to him and I will hear his prayer. Because that is my prophet. That's my ordained prophet. Amen. Even though he lied. Now we're taking people out of office and we don't have no authority to do it. Yeah, we need to make things right today. Hallelujah. To make things right. Amen. We take people out of office. That people that get vindication from God. Not the man run off and start a church because somebody tell him to start. No! They heard the voice of God telling them. They have vindication. It was from God. And yet people have the authority to take him out of that office. God help us today. God help me. Here with I just jot this quote in there. I want to bring another thing to your remembrance. This is a message respect. If God sent a messenger and vindicate by signs that he was the messenger sent from God, then it's up to them to obey this messenger. Exactly. They must obey the messenger and have respect to that messenger. Look at Joshua and Caleb. They stayed right by his side. Moses. Yes, sir. Whatever Moses was in, they was in it too. Whether Moses was right or wrong, they stayed right with him anyhow. Because they know that was God's messenger. You see how far we've gone away from God's word? So far we have gone away from God's word? Amen. When God calls a man, there's nobody can discard him. Amen. Because God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. But we have the authority to take that man out of office. When God, the Creator, put him in that office, God told Jeremiah before he was ever born, before he was ever formed in your mother's womb, I call you and ordain you a prophet. Amen. God could have said the same thing to Saul. Before you're even born or formed, I call you to be a messenger to this age. Amen. And if you said that, you would have said, he, a killer, a murderer, hallelujah. But God saw something in Saul that people did not see. When the prophet come to him and said, took his clothes and said, this man will be bound, whoever said, and he said, Paul, you understand? He said, listen, I'm not only ready to be, I'm ready to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the man had something inside of him to hold him. Not he holding on because you can lose any time. But when he hold, Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus wants to hold your hand today. When others forsake you, he will not. Another quote here, he says, find ministers that come to you and say, I believe that to be the truth, Brother Branham. But if I preach that now, there you are. If I believe that, the people, I don't care what the people say. I don't care what the organization say. It's what God says to be the truth. And if it is the truth of God, God will back it up. You watch and see. If this is truth here, God will back up his truth. Amen. Amen. How can you expect to have faith when you desire to honor one from another? It takes faith away from you. Brother and sister, that's why. If you don't have faith, because they try to honor one above the other. God don't do that. God got, how much office he have there in Ephesians 4? 5, right? One of the pastor, prophet, evangelist. Amen. And you have them all there. But everyone have a specific ministry. And God is a God of variety. There's not one above the other. The evangelist coming and he rip and go. That he's not better than the pastor. Because the pastor is there every day out. Those who don't come to church. Those who don't. He's there getting frustrated. I wonder what happened to Sister Susie. I wonder what happened to Sister this. And you're wondering. And they don't care nothing. They don't know the pastor's there. Amen. Can't sleep. I wonder what I'm just bored. But they didn't even call me or anything. They don't understand that. They understand I stay home and that's it. If God would ever let you know what the pastor is going through when he don't see you, you'll get a revelation. But you don't believe that. You don't believe a man can be so concerned about you that he can't even sleep. You can't believe that. Amen? Can you say, you know what, I shouldn't really hurt that brother this way. At least call him and say, God bless or something. Or call him and say, I don't like you. Amen? So call and say something. I said, God bless your heart. Because the prophet God said, you don't have everybody agree. He said, good that people disagree with you and you ruffle up your feathers sometime. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what he said. It's good that people come against you to ruffle up your feathers. To make you check yourself. God allowed things for even me to check myself. So God don't do things like that. Oh, hallelujah. God got a reason for doing things. Isn't he wonderful? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Just about three more quotes of, three or so. And then I'll finish off. Because this is important. You believe that? It's very, very important. If you take this and go on with it in the new year, amen, it will be a blessing to you. Amen. If you can't respect the man, respect the office he holds in God. So forget the man, but respect that office. Be careful what you're saying about the office. Don't worry with the man now, the office that the man's hold. If a minister comes up, your pastor, always respect him. I didn't say that, you know. If God respects his servant, what about you? I've heard congregation talk about their pastor. Just talk about him. Run him down. Ridicule him. How is that pastor ever going to do anything for you? He can't do it. I don't say this church, but I mean churches. I like what the prophet said. He said, I don't mean this church, but other churches. Amen. I have seen. He said, you got to love your pastor. Amen. I thank the person. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mark that off. You got to love your pastor. That's right. Amen. I know I'm saying it. This all with the backsliding message. You got to love your pastor. In other words, then, the Bible says, don't let him serve the Lord or do the work with grief. In other words, then, if you can avoid certain grief at the pastor go to, if you can avoid it, try and help it out. Even if you call and say, God bless, all is well. Like somebody called and said, God bless, I'm going to bed now. Have a good night. Somebody said, well, why you have to do that? It's just that the person have a respect. Some people, they have to give me a call every day. Some people, they don't call, I call them. Why you don't call me? Because I expect a call every day. It's just a matter of respect. Because if a wife don't see the husband for a whole day, she says, hey, you're going to come home anyway. He's going to come home anyway. A whole day? And you are worried? Something is wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Something is wrong. You go in your bed and go on your fluffy, we call it those things. But tonight you use your servant coming all the way from South Carolina, Father, to bring the word in his way of doing it. Lord, you might say he's walking up and down. Lord, you use the man just the way he is. Lord, we want the word. Oh God, as I feel your Holy Spirit here right now, Father, I pray as the people talk to you, Lord, for themselves. Lord God, help us to get everything out of the way and move on, Lord. These are things that are hindering us, Father, from moving on. When we isolate one another's faults, Father, Lord, we can't move no way, because you said, Lord Jesus, judge not that ye be not judged. For whatever judgment you judge, the same will come back to you. Oh God, help me tonight, Father. Lord God, that I will not be the same anymore. Father, I give thee praise and thanks for everyone. Lord, how we talk about, Lord, the worshiping and the praising. Lord, I thank you that I'm not ashamed to worship you. I'm not ashamed to praise you, Father. Lord God Almighty, be with your people, Lord. Oh, God, we worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Bless your servant, Lord. As he ministered the word, Lord, is so good that he don't even know what's going on in the church, Father. Lord God, he's not even here, and here the Holy Spirit use him, Lord, to speak. How many times we sit down in our homes and we criticize the minister, Lord. We say everything that is not right, Lord. Oh God, but tonight we thank you for your word. And we pray, Lord, that we will not be the same as we leave here. We will be different people, Father. Lord God, we want to make it. I know everybody. Why did they come here tonight? Their desire is to make it in, Lord. Why would they come in a weather like this to, Lord, a little service here, Father? Because, Lord, they want to make it in. Oh, God. So the word has come to help them, Father. We give thee praise and thanks. Amen and amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can wash away? Come on, everybody. Nothing. Can make me whole. Come on, play the music. Amen. Sing the song. The blood of Jesus. Oh. Is hallelujah, that make me white as snow. No other fountain, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Clap those hands, play the music. no for her. Amen. Amen. We thank God for everyone. Amen. Let me tell you, when we go to heaven, there's no separation. There's no division. If you think of that, you're staying right here. Amen. And we got to have a trial run. You know, when they build any vehicle or anything plane, they always have a trial run. Amen. Praise His holy name. So I surely appreciate the presence of the Lord here, the preacher. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for the preacher again tonight. Amen. So we're going to bow our heads. We're going to close our eyes and we're going to dismiss in prayer now. As we go to our home, the Lord will protect you on the road. Many of you come in this bad weather, but you have received a blessing for it. It will not compensate for what the Lord has given to you tonight. Make sure, saints, that you make everything right. The devil will tell you, until tomorrow, go and make a phone call. No, you have the person right now face to face. Make it right and move on. Hallelujah. Get all the corruption away. Father, we thank thee again for tonight. Thank thee for the precious brother Danko, the minister, and any other that here that I don't know of, Lord. And Father God, we thank thee, Father, that this can be a beginning of something, Lord. Father God, it's time now, Lord, we drop our hearts and divisions and everything, Father. Lord God, regardless of what, people make their choice, and we should not be mad with people when they make choices, Father. But many times we get upset with people because they make a choice. We should not do that, Father. We should still appreciate the people, Lord. Father, you know my desire is to go and sit down and fellowship with these brethren, but Lord, sometimes the enemy tell me you just go in there and they will think of you of something, Lord. You know it battles me, but my heart desires to go and fellowship with the brothers and the sisters. That's my heart desire. You know, Father, I'm not pretending here before thee. But Lord, I know one day it will be all open, Father, where we can fellowship with brothers and sisters, Father, with no kind of any resentment or any evil thought. Why did he come? Why did he come? He come to spy out, Lord God. If we can get that out of the way, Father, then we can have fellowship, Lord. So, Father, we give thee praise and thanks now as we go to our home. Protect and guide us, Father, as we travel on the streets, Lord. The road might be slippery or whatever it is. Take the saints that have traveled so far, Lord, to come to service tonight. I know they have been blessed in a tremendous way. So we thank thee again, Father. We give thee all the praise as the preacher goes on now, Lord, wherever you have to go. I know, Father, that they will be blessed. So we give thee praise and thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen. So there won't be no Friday night service. Amen. No Friday night service. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You know that song, we're marching over to Jerusalem as we go? Over with? Comforter. Oh, that's a nice word. Well, see, that's why I see so good when I go on it. Hallelujah. Oh, my. You go on your comforter and you make sure it's real fluffy. Amen. And you go on the there. And you snoring away and you don't care if the person is in or not. Something is wrong. You think God is be concerned about you, you know. That's why one time he had 100 sheep. And one of them went astray. You know what he did? He left the 99 and he came and looked for you. Came and looked for you. Came and looked for you. Hallelujah. You're the one he came and looked for. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he found you, he put you on his shoulder and bring you back to the fold. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory be to God! That's how much God loves you! When you go astray, when you backslide, he come looking for you. Why? Because he love you. And if a wife love a husband, a husband love a wife, no matter what, they go seeking and looking. But when there's no love, forget it. Don't force nobody into that. Because they're going to pretend. Hallelujah. They're going to pretend in front of you. And then when trouble comes, they're gone their way. Amen. But God love you. He leave the 99. 99 he left. And came and looked for you, Brother Peter. I like Brother Peter was last night, I think, or sometime. He said, look, my name is in the Bible here. I like that. Amen. He said, my name is in the Bible. Oh, my, that should bring a joy just that I can't find mine. Amen. But when I say he was wounded for your transgression, I see my name there. Amen. Hallelujah. He was bruised for your iniquities. I saw my name there. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, my mother and father didn't have revelation. So I come in the Nelson family and they said, we're going to give him Louis. Maybe that time you had King Louis or somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Come most times they look for some great name to give their child that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But ever anybody given a child Judas?
No.
I never hear a Judas yet. Amen. Even though they're sinners, they never give their child the name Judas. Amen. Always some nice Michael. Aligned with Archangel. Amen. Or some name like that. Anybody spiritual, when they give a child a name, they give them a proper name. They don't give them any in any name. Hallelujah. Amen. Elvis. Amen. Amen. Elvis, Ricky, the rat. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't give names like that. They look in the Bible and see character. And then they give that child. I don't know what a Abishai is. Amen. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. You're all right. Oh, my. His name is in the Bible. You got James in the Bible. Yeah, Jason, but he was what, a coppersmith? Yeah, we know something. We want to know it, identify you with. Hallelujah. Then we have Richard. Richard's in the Bible. Don't even think. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe King Richard or something. Amen. Or Master Richard. Amen, amen, but amen. But some people, they just think of the name and they align their child with that name. Why was Moses called Moses? Because he was taken out of the water.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we move on quickly here and close out. He says here, my, the Holy Spirit has made him your overseer.
Amen.
Then you got to respect him in that manner. And no matter what the pastor done, if you respect him in your heart as God's servant, God will respect you for doing it.
Amen.
So don't listen to people talking. They have no respect. I like what the preacher said, Brother Dave. He said people would be in the church and they walk out, don't even shake people's hands. He's not a member of this church. He said, don't even shake people's hands. Hallelujah. The Spirit speaking. Not me, the Spirit. I ain't telling him what to say. If you respect him in your heart, God will respect you. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me, Jesus said. He that don't receive me, can't receive him. So they said God was their father. He said, your father is the devil. Because if you go against God's word, God is not your father. So you see, you got to respect it and believe it. Believe that he is. Martha believed it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Should I take the children's meat and cast it to dogs? Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Even the dogs eat the crumb that fall from the master's table because of this sin. Because of this sin! You get upset and walk out. Hallelujah. Talk about your dressing, you get upset. So you go now where you can wear all kind of big beads around your neck. Amen. Hallelujah. And nobody tell you nothing. Amen. Brothers and sisters, every minister, Brother Benson, will have to give an account to God. When they know what the word of God says and try to keep it from the people just to keep them coming, they will have to give an account to God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. We need some more John the Baptist. And when we say we need more John the Baptist, we need more men filled with the Holy Ghost. Because John the Baptist had the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. And he could not preach for what Jesus wanted him to preach. John the Baptist walked up to Herod the king. Hallelujah. Herod, it is wrong for you to live with your brother's wife. And I can imagine he said, King Herod, you know, it's not right, according to the word of God, that you should, hallelujah, you know, make it nice. A nice rebuke. They ain't got no nice rebuke. Rebuke is rebuke. Bible says rebuke sharply. Amen. Herod, it's wrong for you to live with your brother's wife. Finish. The wife is upset now. What? Hallelujah. I always got to watch them wives, you know. Amen. Watch them wives. Now, not you here. Your beautiful wives. Amen. But we're talking about them in the Bible and so forth. Amen. You're okay. Hallelujah. You don't know what you got to watch. You're all right. Amen. Hallelujah. You're okay. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm trying to make sure that I ain't get no feedback after I come in the pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Because remember, what's his name? Ahab's wife. You had to watch her, right? So she said, oh, isn't that right? This man is a king. Hallelujah. So the girl went and music was playing. Sister Marilyn, the piano, and Brother Bishai on the drums, and nobody on the organ. Amen. Hallelujah. And the music going. And she danced in front of the king and maybe did everything. My. And the mother must have put her up to that, you know. So it pleased the king. If he liked Michael Jackson, she make him do that. She make the girls do that. Amen. Whatever it is to make the king feel good. Hallelujah. And then when he done, he says, my Lord, she danced so good. Whatever she asked for, I'm going to give it to her. The mother said, I got him now. I have him now. Hallelujah. Like Delilah and Samson. I got him now. As I said, watch them women, you know, hallelujah. In the Bible, amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the Bible women, not you here, amen. You're Christian, perfect love, tabernacle, Christian women. Hallelujah. Amen. And she went to the mother and said, Mommy, look, I did the job and the king is pleased. What do you think I should ask? And she said, ask for that fella head. She then said, ask for the prophet John the Baptist's head. God, that would be hypocrisy. She said, you ask for that fella head. I want his head. He got no right to tell me, rebuke me of my living. Hallelujah. Here the king. You know, a king in the Bible is a very important man. Not like today. They do whatever they want to do. Amen. And people still respecting them. Got the name king. But a king was a king. Even Esther had to respect the king. Solomon's mother had to respect the king. Even though she was his mother, she had to go in a certain way to the king, her son. Amen. Amen. And the king dear, and he gave his word. He said, what it is that you want me to give to you? And he feels so good, right? She said, I want the head of John the Baptist. Oh, God, the king says, oh, Lord. That was a hard thing. Because he knows that's murder. Martyr! He couldn't help because he was a king. Once a king gave you his word, it got to come to pass. It must happen. Thank God for the King of Kings. That's why David danced so much when he saw the ark coming. They went and get John the Baptist in the prison. Oh, God! Think about it. However, they saw it off, cut it off, whatever they did, cut his head completely off. And they had to have a heart, you know, and put that head in that charger. Amen. And here this man's head, she brought the head in. Hallelujah. Give it to her. She won't, what are you going to do with the head? How are you going to do with the head without the body? Amen. What will you do with a head without the, if you see a head coming through the door, it's a demon. If you sleep in and you see a head coming, it's a demon. Because a head got to have a body. Amen. That head that we saw
Amen. The pillar cloud, it got the body.
Amen.
Amen. I catch that quick because somebody would have come back there on me. Hallelujah. Amen. That head have a body.
Amen.
Where is the body? You are the body.
Yes.
Finishing off now. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my God is wonderful. Amen. So, brother and sister, we saw that Saul, the prophet of God said, now notice, Saul was considered one of the prophets among the prophets because he prophesied. And he backslid because he disobeyed God. And his kingdom was rent out of his hand and placed in the hands of David, who God had anointed by Samuel with the cruse of oil. Saul backslid. God turned his face from him. He went up, he inquired. Well, you all know the story. Amen. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Amen. I'm going to read it. You know the story about Saul. When he find it, amen, he wasn't winning no victory or anything. Hallelujah. And the prophet of God said, night by night, amen, he go and ask God for a dream. And no dream would come. After that, he went to the Urim and Thummim. The Urim and Thummim used to flash back to you. Nothing from that. Amen. Oh God, I tried the prophet, I tried the dream. Now you help me. Will you do it? Cut it off. No light flash at all. Then he resorted to a witch. That he said, kill those witches out. Now he's not hearing from God no more. Many of us like that. We're not hearing from God no more. So we go to brother so-and-so. What do you think I should do? Yeah, that's it. What do you think? I go to God. You go to sister so-and-so. What should I do? Go to God. Because you might be talking to a backsliding brother, backsliding sister. Go to God. Can God still answer you? Can God still answer you? It might take 21 days, but he'll answer you. So you go and you take somebody else's opinion. Backsliding opinion. And so he went to the witch. Cover up himself, hide himself. Amen. Going to the witch. Disguise himself. Hallelujah. But you can't disguise from God. When you go to the parties and so forth and all those things, trying to hide, and somebody says, eh, but I know you. You don't go to church no more? Hallelujah. Well, I just come to see Brother Bishai. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just using names. I don't mean that he is there. And if he's there, he better come out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My God. So the witch says, okay. She says, who you want that call? She says, call up Samuel. Hallelujah. And she called up and she says, I see a man, so-and-so, and he described. And she said, hey, you a Saul, man? Hallelujah. That's what happened. Hallelujah. So, Brother Brown says, when you die, you're not dead. You're living somewhere else. People think when they, you know, I just heard news from a friend of mine from work, committed suicide. And somebody told me when I went at Home Depot, they worked there, that we used to work together over here. And they said, he requested, he don't want nothing to do with his body. So they burn it and they had nothing because they want to grant his request. But he committed suicide, young fella. Amen. It was very hurtful to hear that. We worked together. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the prayer of God says, when you die, you're living somewhere. Somewhere else. So don't think when you die, you're finished, you're going, no, that's just your body goes back. Calcium, nitrogen, hydrogen, or goes back to the earth.
Yeah.
Zinc and all these things.
Yeah.
But that soul inside of you that you can't see right now lives on.
Yeah.
If it lives for God, it goes with God. Live for the devil, it goes with the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
And so, brothers and sisters, here is Saul in front of the witch of Endor. Should not have been there. But he was identified. And my last quote, I wanted to show you the part here with the prophet, how he lied, but I'll leave that. How he was so condemned, and he tell a lie, and going to pray for a child. And he couldn't pray for the child because he had lied. He had to go and straighten that out. And how can we lie and still pray and everything? Here the prophet said, I'm closing now. I'm not telling you to bow your head. I'm just reading a quote here. After he finished preaching his message of respect, this is what he did. And I want every one of us today, hallelujah, to commit ourselves to God.
Amen.
You say, Brother Nelson,
I can't help it. God can help you today. And you know what? You can help one another. You can help me also. You can say, Pastor, remember what you said. Amen. We are one another's keeper. Sometimes we forget. Isn't that right? He said, let's bow our head. No, you don't bow your head. I'm just reading the quote. Let's bow our head for a moment. Prayer. Before we go to prayer. I would like to know if there's anybody here who would like to say, Brother Branham, I want you to pray for me. That I'll have great respect for God. That I'll be able to keep my mouth shut against God things. You hear that? I'll be able to keep my mouth shut against God things, no matter what they are. And may God take a place in my heart to respect every divine gift he sends in the church. He says, will you raise your hands and say, pray for me. God bless you. Here he says now, nearly every hand in the church. He says that I have mine up too. See, the prophet never excluded himself. He said, I have my hands up too. God help me to be a servant of yours. Help me to respect my brother. Help me to respect my sisters. And every spirit of God that comes into the meeting, whether it be speaking with tongues, whether it be interpretation tongue, whether it be prophecy, whether it gifts of discernment, whatever it is, O Lord, send them. Send them, O Lord, and I'm thankful to you. So you've heard the word of God today. I won't go any further. Now, if I was a salesman selling you a car, I show you everything about it, then I wait now for you to make a decision. Now, some people, it takes hard for them to decide. They got to go home and think about it. Some people right away, I need it. Now, you have a moment of decision now. This which was spoken to you today is God's word. Now, if you don't see it that way, I can't force you. But this is God's word today. This is something to raise you a little bit higher than where you are. Now, if you want to stay where you are, it's fine. Amen. I go in that plane and say, Captain, please don't go too high. Hallelujah. Amen. But the higher they go, is the less fuel they use. Amen. Like last week, I said that they put that thing on you for extreme because to keep the light in. But I was told by the noise it's something to stop radiation. So thank you very much. See, sometimes you say things you don't know. You just hear somebody else say it, and you say it, and then you say nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I know the higher the plane goes, is the less fluid it uses. Amen? And it glides when it goes. That's where they go to 30. Sometimes I'm flying those planes, they go 38,000 feet. Right? And they keep up there. Then when they start to come down now, then they come down 36, 35, coming down, because it's ready to land. You have a decision to make. Will I continue the same way I am, or am I going to change around today? You got a decision to make. Now, if you don't make no decision, God won't be annoyed with you. You'll just stay where you are. But today, when somebody comes to you and start a gospel, somebody says, by the way, did you talk to them yet? Sometimes it even happens with our own family. Our own family, our blood. I wish I had something to bow my hand, let the blood come out. Hallelujah. And show you what I'm talking about. It's not hard because I do it all the time. I will listen to you, poop, and you see blood springing out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, your own family. Your own family. Your own family. Your blood family. You're hearing things and you just start acting with them. I don't care what your mother did, what your father did. I don't care what they did. That's not your business. Your business is to respect and honor them. Hallelujah. Don't matter what they did. Thank you, brother. I've seen my mother do so many things, my father did so many things, but still is my daddy and my mommy. You don't say, well, that's not your business. Leave them to God. You respect them as your mother and father. Show them great respect. You don't know what you're doing to them. Hallelujah. You have a decision to make today. God allow you to be here for a purpose. Amen. Some people, the message already gone out of their head and everything. But the real ones. Why it is that one person comes and says, you're the greatest pastor I ever had. I was thinking about that. And somebody else will call and say, you're the worst one I ever come across with. You're the worst that I ever come across with. You preach so hard. Amen. Always correcting, The worst I ever come. The others just watch me and smile. And says, okay, you're going to make heaven anyway. But the same person, one going to say he's good, another one say he's bad. Come, somebody be in between now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a lot of people left here, brothers. If they will tell you what I did for them, they will never say what I did for them. They will never say that. Go to the extreme for them. I remember one person got charged, and I went before the judge with my house. I don't think my wife knew about it. You know about it, right? She knew about it. Went with my house. You know that thing we call it? Your house thing, man. Deed. Thank you. I went before the judge with my deed and said, I'm standing for this man. Because he stood up in the church, he never did that thing. But afterwards, finally, he did do it. But I went before the judge. They were so moved when I present my deed. As I'm presenting my deed to release this man, they release him. My whole house. I can tell you of other things, brother and sister. Where people I sign, co-sign for them with their house. But you will never hear nothing about that. You'll always hear the other side of it. But God bless them. Not one time. Now those same people turn around. Got people was in this church. The old one knows. Living anyhow. And this church came together. Make a wedding for them. Hallelujah. Had a big wedding for them. When I say big, you know big for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now they come against everything. They forget the bridge they cross on. But God knows. Don't worry what you did. Don't worry what you did. God knows what you do. And they will never sit down and say, this man did this for me, this for me, this for me. The one only thing that they think he did, that's the one they emphasize on. That's the one they're going to tell the whole world. But the others, they're going to miss that out. But God bless you real good. If a cup of cold water, you will be blessed. So some of you sisters, brothers, you might go to the hospital, nobody come and visit. Don't worry with what you did. That was your blessing. If they don't come and see you, don't get upset. Don't sit down and yap about it. Well, I used to do this for them and they never did it to me. Don't worry with that. And not because somebody come and visit you in the hospital means you got to go and join their church. God sent a raven to help you out. Accept the raven. But you don't have to follow the raven. So let's be Christians. Amen. If they bring stuff, take it. Well, that doesn't mean you got to follow them. They show you that's not love. That's bait catching. So, brothers and sisters, we have a decision to make today. What is your decision? Am I going to continue the way that I am, listening to things instead of telling that person, go and talk to the person themselves? Will I continue that way or will I make a change now? Like the president of the United States, time for change. Amen. What change you're talking about, I don't know. But he says time for change. And I'm saying is the hour for change now. Amen. They use statement that we know is true. Time for change. Says, Lord, I don't want to continue with this thing. I don't want to be gossiping about people on the phone. I don't want to be gossiping about my minister on the phone. I don't want to be gossiping about my brother, my sister. Even though sometimes I preach it, it still comes back. I said, oh God, I'm sorry. You forget everything. But then the song says, remind me. Remind me, dear Lord. Shall we all stand? Amen. We're going to bow our head. And everyone, we're going to close our eyes, even the children. And everyone, you children, you hear exactly what I preach because you can go afterwards and repeat what I say. And everybody knows themselves today. Will you say, Lord, I'm guilty? I've disrespected you. I've disrespected your servant. Disrespect one another. I've said things I should not have said. I listened to gossips I should not gossip. But today, Lord, I want to make a change. Just lift your hand and say, remember me in prayers. And mean it when you lift your hand. Just keep your eyes closed, please. Every eye closed. Just lift your hand. God bless you. I've seen those hands up. We're going to pray now. Heavenly Father, you know my hands are with you. You know how I pray all the time since that thing came to me, the second person. Lord God, but this evening hour, this afternoon hour, the people have heard your word. And we all are guilty, Father. We all are guilty. We know about the seventh seal. We know about the sixth seal, the fifth seal. We know about, oh God, all these things, Father God, predestination. But these are the little foxes that are spoiling the vine. And I pray today, oh God, with my hands up with the people, Father. Lord, you know I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to preach one thing and live something different. I want to do and teach, Father. Lord God, and help me today. Help your people. Those hands that are raised. I want you to talk to God for yourself right now. Wherever you are, I want you to open your mouth and talk to God for yourself right now. You know those things in your life. You know what is not right. You know everything right now. And you talk to God for yourself. Lord, say, Lord, help me. I don't want to do these things anymore. I don't want to listen to gossip anymore. I don't want to criticize my pastor, my brothers, my sisters. Lord God, if I have a problem with them, I'll go straight to them. Oh God, like I see a certain brother, he will call me up on the phone, Lord, and he would ask me certain questions, Father, and I appreciate that very much, Lord. Even what he've heard, he asked me, is so and so, and I will explain to him, Father. I think that's the right thing to do, Lord. Oh God, rather just taking things and running off with it, Father. Lord, oh, it eases off, oh God. So, Lord, we thank thee for your message today. We thank thee for your word today. Lord God, I was thinking, what will I preach? And here, Lord, I just saw Abraham backslide, Lord, and that even makes me continue with this message on backsliding, Father. Lord God, you are forever married to the backslider. Lord, we thank you for everyone. We thank you for the songs, oh God. Hallelujah. You're just a prayer away, Father. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just a prayer away, oh God. We don't want to be the same anymore, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Anybody that need prayer? We're going to get Sister Marilyn to sing for us now. Anybody need prayer? Hallelujah.